That letter unearthed and exposed what, for me, I knew was there, but I had not dealt with on such a large scale, systematically and directly. At this point in my life, especially after so much personal white racist backlash, I am convinced that America suffers from a pervasively malignant and malicious systemic illness, white racism. There is also an appalling lack of courage, weakness of will, spinelessness, and indifference in our country that helps to sustain it. That indifference is itself a cruel reality, a reality that often makes me want to scream at the top of my lungs until I fall flat on my face from exhaustion. There were foul and nasty voice messages, sickening email messages, vulgar letters mailed to my university, and comments on many conservative and white supremacist websites in which I was lambasted and called everything but a child of God. In retrospect, though, I was given a foreshadow. On one white supremacist website, there could have been others, in the same space that I was being berated and belittled, I noticed that there were already images glorifying Donald Trump. Staring at me, there was an image of his face right there, easily blending in with white supremacist maliciousness. I should have seen it coming. Dear White America exposed the deep roots of American white supremacy and the subtle ways in which so many white people go about their daily lives oblivious to the gravity and violence of white racism in this country, and the ways in which they simultaneously benefit from and contribute to that racism. Backlash, what happens when we talk honestly about racism in America, refuses to desist. The exposure continues. It must. Therefore, I remain relentless. To open this book with the words that I have was not done in haste. I gave serious thought to whether I should open with such a repulsive, life-denying, and ugly racist epithet, nigger. Why give power, even if inadvertently, to white supremacist racism and its destructive discourse? My aim is certainly not to do that, but to lay bare the ugliness and violence of white supremacy in a concrete way. Why begin this book with a vicious white racist word that demeans and dehumanizes black people, that spits white racist vitriol in my face and the faces of black people? For those who might feel further traumatized by its use here, I apologize. Yet as black people, within the context of the long history of white racist America, we have been perceived, constructed, and treated in ways that reduce our complex lives to that which white people have imagined us to be. And for so many of them, we are just that, niggers. There are other concerns, too. Will this choice of opening turn away interested readers? I would hope not. Of course, the truth can be overwhelming. I refuse to tone it down. Am I using such an opening as a device to draw in readers, to stimulate readers' desire to read more? Perhaps a crass maneuver to sell more books. Too much is at stake for crass self-interest, though you should continue to read, especially as America has failed miserably to have a serious and honest, engaging conversation about race, one for which the aims ought to be to heal this nation. And then there is my field, my vocation. I am a philosopher. I philosophize. I consider this book to be one that falls, though not exclusively, within the field of philosophy. The juxtaposition of the term nigger within the context of doing philosophy and being a philosopher feels, perhaps to many, textually and conceptually cacophonous, incongruous. After all, such an opening is so out of step given philosophy's penchant for conceptual abstraction, where the messiness of the real world is left behind as theory soars unencumbered. Imagine the impact on philosophy books and philosophy courses whose central foci deal with ethics, aesthetics, social and political philosophy, or even metaphysics, were they to begin with the reality that in white America, there is this contemptible category that white people created called nigger. How would that impact ideal theory, the purity of philosophy,